A good night, Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Ekev, Shabbos Mevarchim, Tavshin Ayin Ches. Torah tells us in this week's Parsha that if you will listen to the mitzvahs and you will keep them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises to us that He will give us bracha and parnasa and everything will be good. The Mefarshim all asked the same question, that if you look at the end of last week's Parsha of Vayeschanan, the Torah tells us that the person has to do the mitzvahs Hayoyim. And Rashi explains, Hayoyim la'asoysam u'machar l'kabal scharam. The person has to do the mitzvahs today. Why today? Today to do them, tomorrow to accept schar. So the Mefarshim ask, it's a clear contradiction. In the end of last week's Parsha of Vayeschanan, the Torah tells us, you can't be mekabel schar. You can't get reward in this world. And then at the end of the parasha, beginning of this week's parasha, the Torah tells us that you will get schar. There's a beautiful pshat that I saw from the Sefer Zera Shimshon, and he says the following. The pasuk says, "V'haya ekev tishmon es ha-mishpatim." What are mishpatim? Rashi tells us mishpatim are things that people understand on their own, things that the Torah really didn't have to write. As a result, the Torah wrote it anyway in order that we should get schar in the next world for keeping these things. Everybody understands you can't kill, you can't murder, you can't steal. Rashi explains in Ekev that Ekev means the mitzvah she'adam dash ba'akevav, the mitzvahs that people take for granted. The Zera Shimshon says the following. If a person will do the mitzvahs of Ekev, if the person will do the mitzvahs which are very, very easy, however they're trampled, let's say like in a bracha, shahakol ne'a bedvari, we take that for granted, and many times we do not have the proper kavanah that we should. Those are mitzvah she'adam dash ba'akevav. If we'll treat them like mishpatim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you treat the mitzvahs that maybe are not so easily performed with all the ways it should be, because maybe we don't understand them as well as we should, or we're not careful with them as much as we should have, because they're not like mishpatim, they're not like things that we inherently understand. They're not mitzvahs that we instinctively understand, not to kill, not to steal. That's easy for us to keep. But the mitzvahs that are hard for us to keep, even the small mitzvahs, if we're going to treat them with the same importance of the mishpatim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us sachar. What does this mean? That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying the following. In this world, in order for it to continue, in order to be viable, there has to be parnasa, there has to be business, commerce, trade, families, children, all the things that are needed for this world to continue. So there has to be a shefa, there has to be a bracha. These things have to be given to somebody. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yes, the mitzvahs do not have schar in this world. That is, by and large, the main component of the issue of schar when it comes to mitzvahs. But there has to be somebody that gets the bracha of Olam Hazeh in order to keep Olam Hazeh coming. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you'll do the mitzvahs because I said that they have to be done, so therefore, since the world has to continue as well, I'll give you those brachas. Why should I give it to somebody else? Wishing everybody a good Shabbos and a good Chodesh and a good Zimmer.